The head of Horse Racing Ireland has told the Public Accounts Committee the organisation was disgusted and appalled at what was showing on the RTE Investigates programme last week about the operation of Ireland's only horse abattoir in County Kildare. The committee heard that five complaints about the facility were investigated by the Department of Agriculture, but the department was satisfied with the operation of the abattoir in Strafford. The department was unaware of activities in other parts of the building. Our agriculture and consumer correspondent Joe McGrailey is here in studio. Joe, the governing body of Horse Racing Ireland there before the committee, what did the head of that organisation say?
Yes, Carol. Horse Racing Ireland was before the Public Accounts Committee ostensibly to discuss their accounts for 2022 and some governance issues that had arisen around those accounts. But obviously the RTE Investigates programme did come up, and Suzanne Eade, who is Chief Executive of Horse Racing Ireland, she said that they were deeply disgusted by what they saw. What they was depicted was abhorrent. The body was appalled by what they saw, and that they fully support the investigation by the Department of Agriculture and An Gar the Síochána into those happenings.
The committee heard that five complaints about this facility were investigated by the Department of Agriculture, but that the department was satisfied with the operation of the abattoir?
Yes, the abattoir is based in Strafford in County Kildare. That's Kildare North, the constituency of Catherine Murphy, who is a member of the Public Accounts Committee. And she asked the department about these complaints that were made over the years about the welfare of some animals that were on that site, made by local people and that had been communicated to her. She got some reaction from the Deputy Chief Veterinary Officer, Michael Sheehan. He's the Deputy Chief Veterinary Officer with the Department of Agriculture. He told her what had been done about those complaints, and he also gave his own reaction to what he saw on the programme.
Did you watch this programme?
I did.
I mean, do you think that was horrific. Well, was one event? Do you think that was a routine behaviour?
No. So just to clarify, so just for the avoidance of any doubt, I watched the programme. It's one of the most sickening things I've ever seen. So just for the avoidance of any doubt, it was horrific. Okay. So, and again, just for clarity, what was shown on the programme did not happen within the slaughter plant. Okay, now that's for some people that's a technicality, but it's an important point.
Neighbours to the plant were complaining. They weren't inside the slaughterhouse. They were looking at what was happening outside. In fact, there were a number of horses that were damaged and died as a consequence of being damaged on fencing.
We, with all due respect, we've had five complaints over the recent years about horses on the farm next door. In all cases, we've gone out and investigated those complaints. They're typically typically along the lines of that there are thin horses or there's a lame horse or things like that in the fields next door. We've never had a complaint about the shed because, unfortunately, it's hidden.
The reality of it is the department is the regulator.
Michael Sheehan from the Department of Agriculture speaking to Catherine Murphy of the Social Democrats there. Joe, because of the closure of this facility right now, Shannonside Foods, there is no slaughter facility for horses in Ireland. Was there any talk at the committee of contingency plans?
No, this was referenced by TD, Fianna Fáil TD James O'Connor for Cork East. He raised this matter. There was four abattoirs for horses in Ireland back in 2013. Shannonside Foods was the only one that was left. Now that has gone, there is a concern that other welfare issues will arise, because it has happened in other countries that where there are no facilities, equine then have to go on very long journeys in order to get to these facilities, and that can have attendant welfare issues as well. So this is something that is currently unresolved because of, I suppose, the suddenness of this move to have to close down this abattoir, and there isn't any facility in Ireland at the moment.
Agriculture and consumer correspondent Joe McGrailey, thank you.